Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 52, Scene 1. The scene is set for Kundina. After hearing Rukmini's statement, Lord Krishna was very pleased. Immediately Krishna shook hands with the Brahmana and said, "My dear Brahmana, I am very glad to hear that Rukmini is anxious to marry me, since I am also anxious to get her hand. My mind is always absorbed in the thought of the daughter of Bhishmaka, and sometimes I cannot even sleep at night because I am thinking of her. I can understand that the marriage of Rukmini with Shishupal has been arranged by her elder brother in a spirit of animosity towards me. So I am determined to give a good lesson to all of these princes. Just as fire is extracted and utilized after manipulating ordinary wood, similarly, after dealing with these demoniac princes, I shall bring forth Rukmini like fire from within their midst." Being informed of the specific date of Rukmini's marriage, Krishna became anxious to leave immediately. Krishna asked his driver, Daruka, to harness the horses for his chariot and prepare to go to the kingdom of Vidarbha. And just after hearing this order, Daruka brought Krishna's four special horses. The names and descriptions of these horses are mentioned in the Padma Purana. The first one, Shaivya, was greenish. The second, Sugriva, was grayish like ice. The third, Meghapushpa, was the color of a new cloud. And the last, Balahaka, was of ashen color. When the horses were yoked and the chariot ready to go, Krishna helped the Brahmana up and gave him a seat by his side. Immediately they started from Dwaraka and within one night arrived at the province of Vidarbha. The kingdom of Dwaraka is situated in the western part of India, and Vidarbha is situated in the northern part. They are separated by a distance of not less than 1,000 miles, but the horses were so fast that they reached their destination, a town called Kundina, within one night, or at most 12 hours. King Bhishmaka was not very enthusiastic about handing over his daughter to Shishupal, but he was obliged to accept the marriage settlement due to his affectionate attachment for his eldest son, who had negotiated it. As a matter of duty, King Bhishmaka was decorating the city for the marriage ceremony and was acting in great earnestness to make it very successful. Water was sprinkled all over the streets, and the city was cleansed very nicely. Since India is situated in the tropical zone, the atmosphere is always dry, and due to this, dust always accumulates on the streets and roads, so they must be sprinkled with water at least once a day, and in big cities like Calcutta, twice a day. The roads of Kundina were arranged with colorful flags and festoons, and gates were constructed at particular crossings. The whole city was decorated very nicely. The beauty of the city was enhanced by the inhabitants, both men and women, who were dressed in washed cloth, decorated with sandalwood pulp, pearl necklaces, and flower garlands. Everywhere incense was burning, and fragrances like aguru scented the air. Priests and brahmanas were sumptuously fed, and according to ritualistic ceremony, they were given sufficient wealth and cows in charity. In this way, they were engaged in chanting Vedic hymns. And the king's daughter, Rukmini, was exquisitely beautiful. She was very clean and had beautiful teeth. The auspicious sacred girdle was tied on her wrist. She was given various types of jewelry to put on, and long silken cloth to cover the upper and lower parts of her body. Learned priests gave her protection by chanting mantras from the Samaveda, Rigveda, and Yajurveda. And after this, the Brahmanas chanted mantras from the Atharva Veda and offered oblations into the fire in order to pacify the ominous conjunctions of different stars. King Bhishmaka was very experienced in dealing with the Brahmanas and priests when such ceremonies were to be held. He specifically distinguished the Brahmanas by giving them large quantities of gold and silver, grains mixed with molasses, and cows decorated with golden ornaments. Shishupala's father, Dhammaghosh, executed all kinds of religious performances in order to invoke good fortune for his own family. Shishupal's father was known as Dhammaghosh due to his superior ability to cut down unregulated citizens. Dhamma means curbing down, and Ghosh means famous. So he was famous for controlling the citizens. Dhammaghosh thought that if Krishna came to disturb the marriage ceremony, he, along with his military power, would certainly cut Krishna down. Therefore, after performing the various auspicious ceremonies, Dhammaghosh gathered his military divisions known as Madasravi. He took many elephants garlanded with golden necklaces and many chariots and horses, which were similarly decorated. It appeared that Dhammaghosh, along with his son and other companions, was going to Kundina not entirely for the marriage, but mainly intent on fighting. When King Bhishmaka learned that Dhammaghosh and his party were arriving, he left the city to receive them. Outside the city gate, there were many gardens where the guests were welcome to stay. In the Vedic system of marriage, the bride's father receives the large party of the bridegroom and accommodates them in a suitable place for 2 or 3 days until the marriage ceremony is performed. The party led by Dhammaghosh contained thousands of men, among whom the prominent kings and personalities were Jarasandha, Dantavakra, Vidurata, and Poundraka. Now, it was an open secret that Rukmini was meant to be married to Krishna, but that her elder brother Rukmi had arranged her marriage to Shishupal. And also, there was some whispering going on about a rumor that Rukmini had sent a messenger to Krishna. Therefore, the soldiers suspected that Krishna might cause a disturbance by attempting to kidnap Rukmini. And even though they were not without fear, they were all prepared to give Krishna a nice fight in order to prevent the girl from being taken away. Sri Balaram received the news that Krishna had left for Kundina accompanied only by a brahmana. Balaram also heard that Shishupal was there with a large number of soldiers. Suspecting that they would attack Krishna, Balaram took strong military divisions of chariots, infantry, horses, and elephants, arriving at the precinct of Kundina. Thus ends chapter 52, scene 1. The scene is set for Kundina. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. সংসারে মজ্জিয়া রহিলি পরিয়া সে পদে নাহিল আশা। সংসারে মজ্জিয়া রহিলি পরিয়া সে পদে নাহিল আশা। আপন করম বুঞ্জায় সমন কহয়ে লোচন দাস। আপন করম বুঞ্জায় সমন কহয়ে লোচন দাস। পরম করুণ বহু দ্বিজন নিঠায় গৌরচন্দ্র। সব অবতার সর শিরোমণি কেবলানন্দ খান্দ। বাট লোচনদাস ঠাকুর রিগ্রেটস that he is entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself, "My dear mind, you are entrapped in this sense gratification process, and therefore you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. And since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my own misfortune. Oh, Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, must be punishing me for not allowing me to be attracted by this Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu."